all the most reasonable teachings of human wisdom concerning justice are summed up in that famous adage, do unto others that which you would that others should do unto you. Do not unto others that which you would not that others should do unto you. But this rule of moral practice is unscientific. What have I a right to wish that others should do or not do to me? It is of no use to tell me that my duty is equal to my right, unless I'm told at the same time what my right is.
Welcome home, class. You come a long way.
You come a long way.
Mine damer og herrer, konger og dronninger og alt det midt imellem. Velkommen til timen. I skal til at gøre noget, der vil forandre jeres liv for evigt.
All the most reasonable teachings of human wisdom concerning justice are summed up in that famous adage, do unto others that which you would that others should do unto you. Do not unto others that which you would not that others should do unto you. But this rule of moral practice is unscientific. What have I a right to wish that others should do or not do to me? It is of no use to tell me that my duty is equal to my right, unless I'm told at the same time what my right is. And while now we can see that Proudhon's work of peeling away the layers of faulty thinking, obscuring the truth, is key, there are other mechanisms at work, and one man can't do everything. And so we need Alice and Nicola and Prince to fully get clarity on this discussion of command exists, but with obedience, which is related to Proudhon's point. We'll get clearer in a minute. And what we can also see is that the answer to the dilemma of Socrates, which by the example of Socrates' acts, he shows he also knows. And this is the same dilemma that occupied Jesus and all the prophets who stood against class, and which likewise absorbed our most prescient lovers of freedom, like Shakespeare and Alice. That is, how reach those whose thought process was frozen? The answer to this dilemma, how know what you cannot know, was given to us by Prince, proving the soundness of Proudhon's analysis while showing where it needed to be augmented. We had to get the full picture, the right information, the truth. Prince shows us to the youth. What is the answer then? to George Eliot, who says, command exists but with obedience? Is she releasing power from responsibility, or is she posing a challenge to us? As you can see, I've pondered this a lot, this question of personal responsibility. It seems to move about as I try to grapple with it. For instance, when Prince says in his song, Fix Your Life Up, don't worry about what the crowd does, just worry about being good at what you love, he's agreeing with George Eliot. But then I think, in the face of hidden, malevolent planning by an infinitesimally small fraction of us, who by means of theft, deception, and sociopathic irreverence have managed to determine the lives led by billions, who possess these guys, to the rest of us, bizarre notion that they have the right to insert themselves, their stories, their lies and definitions, their interpretations and physical interference into lives other than their own, to force themselves on those who don't want them or their notions, and with these forced definitions, continuously subvert our own and undermine our evolution, our continuous growth. In the face of this, to what degree do the failings of my moral development rest with me? And in the midst of this deliberation, in steps Proudhon, Nicola, Alice, and Prince, who all say, wait a minute, don't we all spring from the infinite? If some among us don't feel it, mustn't we find a way to spread the education about it, despite them? Am I back where I started? Prince is helping me to see that my difficulty stems from the framing of the little fish I'm chasing that keeps swimming in and out of view. We've been trained to think so mechanically, so mechanistically, to look for gears that drive the action and the motives behind them, to look for beginnings and endings, when the matter is just our longing to inhabit concretely our true lives, the infinite reality of our being. Our lives are supposed to be unencompassable. And these guys,
free the people, come on, let's go. Starting from the top, getting higher, so never going back underwater, no. Brand new boogie without the A-O. Show Minneapolis, get this snow. I'm going up Lady Liberty's dress and blow, blow, blow.
We need you to tell us what you know.
We need you to tell us what you know.
Our official cage.